36 on the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And if you are not a member of the text club for the Mike McFeely Show, I would suggest you join quickly by sending the word Mike to 35270. Because if you are a member of the text club, you will be getting what could be an enjoyable alert in a few minutes here that has to do with the Brainerd Ice Fishing Extravaganza coming up on January 25th on Gull Lake in Brainerd, Minnesota. So text the word Mike to 35270 if you want to join our text club. If you've already done it, if you've ever sent the word Mike to 35270, you are already a member and will receive all of the alerts that we do send out. So you don't need to do it again. But if you want to become a member right now and haven't done so, do it. And we're going to send out a nice message here in a few minutes that you might be interested in. And it relates, by the way, to the Brainerd Ice Fishing Extravaganza. Speaking of which, I want to welcome in the, what is your title, Matt Castle? Like chairman of the board or big kahuna? Or what is your title with the Brainerd Ice Fishing Extravaganza?
Just chairman, as far as I know.
Chairman of the Brainerd JC's $150,000 Ice Fishing Extravaganza, Matt Castle, joins us in the Mike McFeely Show. And yes, Matt Castle, we have to tell people, we have to let them know that you are not the Matt Castle they know who plays quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, correct?
Not the Minnesota Vikings Matt Castle, correct.
Or are you a different NFL Matt Castle or just not the Minnesota Vikings Matt Castle?
Believe it or not, I get this all the time.
Oh, yeah, shockingly. Just like people call me Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood for the last 47 years. Funny how that works. I want you to tell us about the Ice Fishing Extravaganza coming up on January 25th. This is a big deal. I think it still is the world's largest ice fishing derby. Let us know the details, Matt.
Sure. January 25th, Saturday, contest runs from noon to 3. Shuttles will start running at 8 a.m. from Brainerd International Raceway. So if you're coming from out of town, you'll want to park at Brainerd International Raceway, hop on a bus, and we'll get you right to the edge of the lake. We've got, once again, $200,000 in prizes to give away this year. First place is winner's choice of a Ford or GM pickup truck.
Ooh.
We've got 3 ice castles, 5 Articat four-wheelers, an Articat side-by-side, 3 Honda generators provided by Mills Fleet Farm, 31 Strike Master augers, 24 Strike Master polar suits, 22 Markham flasher units, 30 AquaView cameras, 15 Lindy shopping sprees, 24 Mr. Heater packages, 8 clam fish houses, a bunch of Mills Fleet Farm gift cards, 2 Grandview golf packages, 2 Craigens vacations, and a 50-inch TV. Is there anything else you want on the side
list? I was just going to say, tell me when you're getting close to being at the end so I can take a sip of water here to get ready to my goodness gracious, what a prize list. That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, hats off to our sponsors once again. They do just a phenomenal job for us, and we couldn't do it without them.
Now, here's the key. Do people have to catch big fish in this fishing derby and the extravaganza to win some of these prizes, or is it a random deal?
Nope. The prizes are scattered throughout the prize list. We provide prizes for the top 150 fish. For instance, 100th place is a new Trophy Hunter Ice Castle Fish House. So that puts you in about that 0.6, 0.7 pound fish.
That's not very big. Place. I mean, you could catch a half a pound crappie, for example, and win an ice castle.
Right. Right? Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
And 150th place, that's a brand new Articat four-wheeler. So the last place on the board is also a very good prize.
That's not bad. Now, how many people do you expect to have in the extravaganza, Matt?
Typically, we get, between 10,000 and 15,000, depending on the weather.
Now, is this the biggest ice fishing tournament in the world yet?
To our knowledge, it is. There was one quite a few years ago in Europe that had a bunch of people just to set the Guinness Book of World Records. But as far as we know, we are the largest active tournament.
Now, in years past, there's been a question about there being enough ice on Gull Lake to support an ice fishing tournament of this size. I don't think that's a question this year, Matt, considering right now in Fargo it is 14 below, and I presume in Brainerd it was 20-some below this morning as well.
Yeah, it's been cold this year. Hole in the Day is setting up real nice. I was out there 5 days ago, and I checked 2 different spots, and there was about 17 inches in both spots. So we're looking good.
It's not going to get much better than this for ice fishing. Hopefully it warms up a little bit that day because people can't have fish houses. They need to fish outside, right? They need to kind of be outside in the elements for this thing, correct?
Yep, we don't allow shelters. It's kind of a throwback to good old-fashioned bucket fishing.
So, the way you and I grew up fishing, sitting on a five-gallon pail and catching fish in our Carhartts. We're talking with Matt Castle. He is the chairman of the $200,000 Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza. It's coming up January 25th on Gull Lake near Brainerd, Minnesota. What kind of fish do people catch? Is it walleyes? Is it pike? Is it perch? Is it crappies? Or does it matter, Matt?
Well, walleye is the most winning fish. Two out of the last 3 years, though, a northern has won it. Lots of perch on the prize list, tulipy on the prize list. We've had an eel pout win it, actually.
Oh, really?
So lots of different options depending on what you want to target out there.
Okay. And then can people, you said they have to take shuttles from the Brainerd Raceway, right? They can't drive on the lake themselves. They have to go by the rules here and take a shuttle to the edge of the water and they walk out to the bay, right?
Yep, and that's the best way to do it. We shut down, or the DNR shuts down the access right in Hole in the Day there, so the only way you can get on the ice is through our shuttle service, which brings you right to the edge of the lake.
Do you have people coming from all over the country to do this? How many states and countries are represented, Matt, in the Brainerd Extravaganza?
We've had people from all over the world. I don't know the exact details, but I know Poland, Australia, just to name a couple.
Okay. If people want more information, where can they go? What's the website? How can they sign up?
The best spot to go is www.icefishing.org. We also have a Facebook page where we post updates from time to time.
And they can get all the information off of those?
Yep, and you can even buy tickets right on our website.
Okay, all right, perfect. Matt, thank you. Thanks for coming on. We're going to send out a text message blast here. We're going to send some people your way, giving away some tickets here on the Mike McFeely Show. So hopefully somebody from our program will win. And if you could make that happen, we'd greatly appreciate it. Okay?
Thanks for having me on this afternoon.
Yep, you bet. Matt Castle of the $200,000, I was saying $150,000. It's $200,000 Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza.